Today, I'm going to be giving the talk, and I know I gave one recently, but I have something pretty good, so I think it'll be okay. This morning, hold on, let me turn on Do Not Disturb. I don't want my computer dinging. But this morning, or this week, I met with Sarah for work in the room, and something that came up briefly was intimacy. And not in like the typical, not in like the, I don't know, not in the way of like, having an intimate relationship with someone, not quite like that. But more so in the sense of like, I heard this a while ago that pretty early on when I started meditating, I heard the phrase, meditation is becoming intimate with your experience. So that's the kind of intimacy that I'm talking about more. And I think they're tied in a way, but they feel the emphasis is different. So when I first heard that phrase, that meditation is becoming intimate with your experience, I think I imagined it to be becoming really familiar and really, knowledgeable about your experience. But I was thinking about it this morning, and I don't think that's really it at all. And I'll start by explaining what that means by talking about first what it's like to be intimate with the world. And for me, I had that experience with a friend of mine, Quinn, in my room the other day. We started our morning with some tea and some meditation. We sat for a little bit, and we were both feeling pretty heavily involved with something that was going on in our lives. We were both feeling a bit anxious and worried, and kind of, that pit in your stomach or the tightness in your chest was definitely there for both of us. We were not having a good time. It was nice to be able to share it with him and to talk about it with him. But at one point, I live on the fourth floor of Bemis, and basically it's very exposed. So when it's windy, it's very windy. And the windows creak, and you can really hear it. I actually had to close the window in front of me because the wind is howling right now. But we were sitting in my room. He was on my bed, and I was in my chair, and the window was open, and the wind just picked up out of nowhere. And the trees started, the trees were singing with the wind, and the breeze was filling the room. And we both just kind of, we both stopped talking for a little bit. And we started talking about just the feeling of the trees and of the place that we were at the moment. And it wasn't that we became super familiar and really close with the world. It was actually that we just, the space had opened. So there was less of a, it felt less claustrophobic. So, I had thought of intimacy. I usually think of intimacy as like a very close feeling. And there was a closeness there between our experience in the moment and ourselves. But there was the space to allow that. And I think that is actually more what defined that intimacy more than the rubbing up against the experience. It was the openness and the acceptance and the curiosity about the wind, which isn't, it isn't a, it's an empty closeness. I don't know how to say it other than that. Another experience of intimacy I've been having lately is for the chaplain at CC, I've been leading meditations for students on Tuesdays in the afternoon. And we meditate outside, and it's what we do here pretty much. It's just 25 minutes. There's no bowing. I mean, I bow at the end, but most people don't bow. And it's just bells at the end, beginning of bells at the end for 25 minutes. And this intimacy comes in the form of intimacy with others, not although it's not very unlike the intimacy with the world that I was just talking about. And despite the fact that I know nothing about the people who come for the most part, like zero, we don't talk about anything. We don't talk about our problems, what we're going through. Maybe we talk a little bit about our meditations at the end. Just because we designate a time to sit and just, allow, I don't, whatever comes up. That's what it is for me, at least. And it seems to be what it is for other people, being sitting and being open to what happens in some way or another. There's a real closeness in that. And it's not a closeness of, oh, we totally get each other and we're all on the same page. It's just we're all open and there's nothing between us. It's just space. It's just an open, receptive group for the most part. And a lot of people have a hard time meditating. A lot of these people are beginners and they keep coming. So it's pretty great. The last thing I want to talk about is an intimacy with oneself. And I think this is the one that's been speaking to me the most lately. It's what I talked about with, but it's what I, well, it's still, it was just intimacy, but it's what I talked about with Sarah. And, intimacy with oneself is, I feel like what, I don't know, it feels very tender, and it feels not unlike the intimacy I experience, with other people and with my friend Quinn in my room, which is just that, I've been sitting, and there have been times where this isn't just today or this last week, but I've been thinking about it this last week, where I'll be sitting and something will come up, maybe a judgment or maybe something I'm worried about. And just to be in the space of meditation and just to be open to everything, I guess. And gosh, I'm trying to think of it. It just feels very tender. I don't, I it's harder with the intimacy with oneself because I can't think of an exact time where it happened. I don't have a good story for it. But it's a similar feeling. It's almost like I was thinking about this line this morning as well. I know I like to quote a lot of people, but one of the teachers that I like, he refers to, I guess he talks about the sense of meditation as looking to oneself as a mother would look to a child playing on the playground. And he describes that as affectionate disinterest, which is, you're very affectionately, you're mothering yourself. You're very open to whatever you're thinking, feeling, however it is for you right now. But at the same time, you're not so involved that there isn't the space to welcome everything. And you're not in a space of tunnel vision and like, I really got to figure this out. I got to be better at meditating. I don't know. So yeah, this also feels reminiscent of a koan that I think I talked, it came up a while ago when I talked about in another Zen Threads talk about don't know mind. And Sarah also brought this up to me the other day, which is the koan of, I'm going to paraphrase here. It won't be perfect. But a student is visiting a temple or a monastery, and at this place there's a teacher, and you know the student's kind of wandering around and visiting different places, and the teacher asks the student, what are you doing? The student says, taken with the different translations, the student says, I'm on pilgrimage, or I'm wandering. And the teacher says, what's that like? And the student says, I don't know. And then the teacher says, not knowing is most intimate. And that's, yeah, so that's, I guess, the pinnacle of this talk, I guess. The point is, like, intimacy seems to be more about the space than it is about the closeness and the or at least they're somehow tied directly, you know. So yeah, I guess I didn't have too much to talk about today. Oh, I did want to share the inspiration for this talk, which was it's kind of a longer poem, so I'm gonna put it in the chat because otherwise here, I wrote it down in my notes. Let me copy it. There. So I'll read it out loud. But this poem, for whatever reason, when I read this poem, I just found it in my camera roll the other day. I just had taken a photo of it at some point this summer. And I don't know where it's from. I don't know who wrote it. But it just made me think of, it made me think of intimacy in all respects. So, the orange. At lunchtime, I bought a huge orange. The size of it made us all laugh. I peeled it and shared it with Robert and Dave. They got quarters and I had half. And that orange, it made me so happy, as ordinary things often do. Just lately, the shopping, a walk in the park. This is peace and contentment. It's new. The rest of the day was quite easy. I did all the jobs on my list, and I enjoyed them and had some time over. I love you. I'm glad I exist. Thank you all.